Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ion Exchange India Limited's Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Ion Exchange India Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings conference call for the third quarter and 9 months ended of the financial year 2026. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainty, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Ankur Patni, Vice Chairman, Mr. Indraneel Dutt, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Vasan Nair, Group Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Nikisha Solanki, Company Secretary. Without any delay, I request Mr. Vasan Nair to start with his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Purvangi. Good afternoon, everybody. It is a pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings conference call for the third quarter and 9 months ended financial year 2026. For the third quarter under review, on a consolidated basis, the company reported an operating income of INR 7,344 million, an increase of 6% year-on-year. The EBITDA stood at INR 593 million, a decline by 21% year-on-year, and the EBITDA margin stood at 8.07%, and net profit was INR 206 million, while the PAT margin was 2.81%. For the 9 months of financial year 2026, the company reported operating income of INR 20,516 million, an increase of 8% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at INR 1,902 million, down 9% year-on-year. The EBITDA margin stood at 9.27% and net profit at INR 1,189 million, while the PAT margin was 5.8%. I would also like to highlight that the labor codes were notified on November 21, 2025, resulting in an incremental provision of INR 169 million, which is recognized as an exceptional item towards gratuity and leave-related employee benefits arising from past service costs. Now, going through the quarterly segmental performance on a consolidated basis, in the engineering division, the revenue for the quarter stood at INR 4,297 million, which is flattish on a year-on-year basis. The segment's EBIT was INR 186 million, down 28% year-on-year. The inquiry bank continued to remain steady during the quarter. There was sequential as well as quarter-on-quarter growth in order inflows, primarily driven by medium-sized opportunities. During the quarter, the company secured two domestic solar sector contracts aggregating INR 2,050 million, covering ultra-pure water systems, effluent treatment plants, and zero liquid discharge solutions. Ultra pure and high purity water projects within the solar segment continue to see traction. The planned dispatches of certain high value engineering contracts for the international market got deferred to the fourth quarter of financial year 25-26, which impacted the quarterly performance. In addition, execution of the UP Jal Nigam order remained muted. The current total order book stands at INR 28,330 million with an order inflow of INR 5,160 million during the quarter. Moving to the chemicals division, the revenue for the quarter was INR 2,307 million and increased by around 16% year-on-year. The EBIT stood at INR 431 million, reflecting a decline of 18% on a year-on-year. The moderation in profitability was primarily due to the product mix and Roha facility costs. The stage-wise commissioning of the Roha facility continues to progress steadily, and the company expects a gradual scale-up in production volumes over the coming months. The facility is being developed to become an industry benchmark in terms of product quality and sustainability, which is expected to support long-term growth and margin improvement. For the consumer product division, the revenue for the quarter stood at INR 987 million and increased by 28% year-on-year. The loss for the quarter was INR 33 million compared to a loss of 29 million for the same period in the previous year. This segment continues to witness healthy volume growth. The company continues to invest in the business to build a significantly higher and more scalable revenue platform over the medium to long term. With this, I conclude the opening remarks, and before we start, open the floor to the question and answer session, Mr. Indranil Dutt will give a brief impact of the budget on the company's operations.
Good afternoon all. Thank you for joining, and Vasant, thank you for the overall summary on the company performance. Since the budget was announced by the Indian government just yesterday, a lot of you may have questions on the impact of the budget on the company's long-term and medium-term prospects. We thought that we will share with you some bright spots that we see from the budget that got rolled out. I think overall there is a lot of focus in the budget expressing the Government of India's long-term commitment to infrastructure, sustainability and the water sector. I think prominent among those has been the strong support to the Jal Jeevan Mission project, which was officially again reinforced that the project will continue till 2028. And the allocation, by the government, on the project has been significantly strengthened vis-a-vis the actual spend versus in last or this current financial year. That we hope, augurs good, because we also have a significant part of the order backlog in projects of the UP Jal Jeevan Mission. In addition to that, the government continues to invest in the sunrise industries like semiconductor with 40,000 crores additional outlay, which essentially means a boost for our high-tech solutions in ultra-pure water and zero liquid discharge, which we believe is where the company is well positioned with the recent wins in the solar, space that we want to take forward. Apart from that, there are also green shoots of opportunities coming in the cloud-based data centers that we'll set up, which will again require a tremendous amount of water and also will require, wastewater management as well as the requirement of our chemicals, and other portfolio. Over and above, the government also announced the announcement of 5 mega textile parks. Well, that brings a lot of focus and investment on the textile business segment. It also brings opportunities for your company on water treatment plants, on zero liquid discharge solutions, as well as on chemicals. In addition to that, critical mineral processing is an area of focus for the government, and there also the company's ion exchange membranes and resins portfolio will be useful. In addition to that, there has been a revival of about 200 legacy industrial clusters, which is an opportunity for both our services division as well as our institution business, where our products, should play well into this investment line. Also, as you all of us are aware, the Government of India signed an historic trade agreement with the European Union, which will allow freer flow of goods and services across both these continents. We also, you know, by virtue of our presence in Europe through our latest acquisition, we believe that this will augur well for the company as we try to increase our market share in areas like chemicals, resins, membranes, as well as on engineered systems and equipment. So overall, a lot to look forward to from a you know, medium to long-term perspective. I think most of these measures of the government will is right. You know, we are fully aligned in terms of leveraging the growth opportunities and potential in these segments. So with that, you know, I just wanted to summarize, you know, our initial thoughts on the budget as we continue to study the fine print. But with that, I think we'll be happy to take any questions that, you know, the participants on the call may have for me and Vasant.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Chetan Vora from Abacus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, good afternoon. Sir, would like to understand that during the quarter, the gross margin and the gross margin has declined 100 bps, 260 bps to be very precise. And then below that, the employee cost has also increased by nearly about 130 bps. Other expenses have also increased, and below EBITDA also, depreciation cost has increased from 10 crores to 17 crores, and the interest cost has again increased from 2 crores to 6.6 crores. Would like to understand, you know, sir, what has been the reason, and are there any one-offs in these expenses, or how should one look at it? And then I will come to my next question, sir.
Yeah, so thank you for the question. You know, while Vasant will share some specific financial numbers, but broadly across both our engineering and chemical businesses, there has been you know, a little bit of headwind. I think on the and I'll talk about each of them separately, and then Vasant will you know, give you the specific numbers. It's a combination of you know, some one-offs, some that will continue for some time, especially with respect to Roha, and also you know, a change a little bit in our mix across both the segments. So I think on the engineering side, clearly the you know, the UPJJM projects that we talked about, I think those continue to move slow because of the low allocation of orders, and also I think in terms of the mix of the project execution, last year we had a significant amount of execution happening for our international projects, which this year is planned for fourth quarter, as a result of which we have you know, had an adverse mix on the engineering side. Over and above that, on the chemical side of the business, it was a combination of depreciation hitting us you know, with a full impact of depreciation and interest hitting us, you know, from this particular quarter. Also, because of rupee appreciation, some of our input costs have also gone up, and which depreciation input costs have gone up, as a result of which, you know, some of those impacts, you know, on the operations, we are going to pass on to customers, you know, starting from this particular quarter. As also some adverse mix in terms of, you know, comparatively a little bit lower, you know, invoicing from our pharma and our chemical businesses. So that's kind of the broad construct. I will request Vasant to give you some very specific details on the questions that you asked, following up on my response.
Yeah, coming to the specifics of the queries which you have raised, specifically on the interest and depreciation, the interest cost which has
can
gone
we, up. Sir, can we, so excuse me, can we start from the gross margin and then we come down, you know, one by item below that?
No, I think on the gross margin, I think our MD, Mr. Engineer, just explained that there are certain headwinds in the engineering and the chemical segment in terms of the adverse product mix and the cost increases on account of the rupee depreciation. And in terms of the engineering segment, the overall mix of the projects which you are executing plus the UP project which is continuing to face the funding issues. So I think a combination of all these factors have impacted the gross margin. And coming specifically to the interest and depreciation, this is largely on impact of the Roha facility, which was commissioned in the last week of September. The increase in the interest increase is only because of the Roha, while the depreciation, a major portion of that is on account of the Roha depreciation hitting the P&L.
Right. Sir, can you tell me what was the total capex done for Roha and how much it was done through internal accruals and how much that has been sourced? And what is the capacity which has come on the system and towards what the capex was incurred?
In terms of the Roha, as we have been informing in the earlier calls also, the total capex of Roha is estimated to be in the region of 450 crores. And we have tied up a loan, a long-term loan of around 345 crores with a banking agency. So that is in terms of the capex. In terms of the capitalization in the books, around just under 285 crores has been capitalized in the books. And in terms of the capacity which has come on stream by the end of the at the end of the third quarter, it is in the region of just under 40 to 45% range.
So when we say the total of the 450 crores, we have capitalized 285 crores. And anything standing in CWIP, sir?
Yeah, around 130 crores is standing in CWIP.
So broadly, we have incurred the capex for the Roha. And what capacity will be coming out, sir, for the Roha? In terms of quantification, if you can see towards what all resins, membrane, what all, you know, the capacity is coming on this.
So this plant that is coming up is fully for our ion exchange resins. This is a plant dedicated to ion exchange resins and primarily for the exports market. As we have said in the last call also, we are in the process of sequentially commissioning the full production. We have already commissioned the cation stream and we are in the process of commissioning the rest of the product lines. So this is a phased process and which is again as per our expected lines that we are ramping up the production of this facility, which is dedicated to ion exchange resins for the export market, sir.
Right. And sir, in terms of capacity, in terms of quantity, how much the capacity will be there in terms of tonnage?
So that is something that, you know, we would not be able to give you such specific information. As I said, you know, cations is one of the major stream of product lines, which is now fully stabilized, and we are ramping up our production. Like that, the rest of the capacity, or rest of the product lines will also be commissioned, which is on way in a gradual basis. And then, you know, the plant, you know, will come up, at least all the product lines will start getting shipped out from the plant. The teams are working on it. We are not seeing any adverse challenges, so things are moving as per plan.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Chetan Vora, may we request you return to the queue for follow-up questions?
Sir, I would return, but this is in the interest of everyone. You know, I am asking for the
But sir,
for
there
everyone.
Are several other participants waiting for their turn, so I would request you return to the queue for follow-up questions, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit yourselves to two questions each per participant. You may rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. Our next question comes from the line of Kishore Kumar from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Actually in the Q2 call happened in November, we were guided for better execution and better profitability in the engineering segments. However, the actual numbers are actually remained under pressure. Because we already know that the legacy project of Jal Jeevan Mission was lagging behind. Could you please help us understand the gap between the guidance and actual numbers?
So we have been fairly consistent, Kishoreji, in our in a commentary about the two legacy projects. One is the UP Jal Jeevan Mission, which is delayed because of lack of funds, which is an industry-wide issue. And also the one legacy project that we continue to execute where we have adverse headwinds in terms of profitability. The expectation that we had in terms of better invoicing performance or profitability performance has been on certain international execution that we are currently underway, part of which we are expected to happen in third quarter, but because of reasons beyond our control, now we expect the invoicing to happen for these international projects in the fourth quarter, which is the current quarter of the financial year. So it's more of a timing issue, and we expect that those invoicing and the accompanying revenue and the profitability will be coming in the fourth quarter of this financial year.
Got it. Sir, for the chemicals segments, for the Roha facility, I think you mentioned that 40 to 45% of the facility has been commissioned now and remaining will be commissioned gradually. Can you give some quantitative figures for this facility, like revenues or EBITDA gross margin are similar to the existing facility or it's lower because of the ramp-ups? Can you give some specifics on this?
So, we don't share such specifics. I'll give you a little bit of a qualitative answer, and if there's anything more colored, then Vasan will add. While Vasan said that 45% of the facility has been commissioned, yet, as I said, there are parts of it, and I want all of you to understand. One is that there are multiple product lines. I called out one product line that we have stabilized and commissioned. Now, we have not taken that product line to the maximum capacity because that's a function of how much business that we are getting for that product line. Otherwise, there is no point in producing more and increasing our inventory. So, cation production is stabilized and we are, we are generating those products. Production is happening. The other product lines are under various stages of commissioning and stabilizing. And that will take some time. Right now, in terms of, and this is exactly going as per our plan, this is a chemical plant. It takes time to stabilize and get the necessary quality and specification of products coming out from this export-oriented unit. Further to that, the products will require, many of these products actually go into drinking water applications. It will require us to get the necessary approvals from the world quality standards like National Sanitation Federation of USA as part of WQA requirements. And once those are done, only then will our customers be open to accepting these products. So we are trying to commission the plant and all the products at the same time expediting our approval process for this product, which will help us then, sell or they get customer PO. So this entire process is underway. Our original plan has been to kind of get to full capacity utilization in 4 years. We stand by those numbers. We are in the process of slowly, gradually scaling up the plant. And right now, all our actions are, going on expected lines. Having said that, I will ask maybe Vasan to give you a little bit any additional color or flavor he wants to provide.
Yeah, you asked a specific question, how is the margin profile of this facility? Once the plant is fully commissioned and the stabilization of the product is in place, we expect the margin profile to be similar to what we are presently enjoying with our Ankleshwar facility.
Okay. So just a follow-up on this.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Kumar, may we request you return to the queue for follow-up questions?
Just a follow-up question.
Right. So, sir, two questions each per participant. You can rejoin the queue for any follow-up questions, please. So, there are several other participants waiting for that. Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rushabh Shah from Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You're audible.
Yeah. So, you have mentioned that the semiconductor opportunity will be a big one for Ion Exchange. And you were negotiating an order on that front. So, any update on that? Have they received any order? And according to your sense, what would be the market size of this opportunity? And how much Ion Exchange will benefit from it?
So, the opportunity for semiconductor exists in both ultra-pure water as in also in wastewater. Right now, there is only two plants that have got to the erection stage, which is the Tata. Both are with the Tatas. One is the Dholera project, and the other is the Assam based OSAT project. We participated in both the projects, but we did not pick up the orders because we felt that the current price levels were not conducive for a profitable execution. There are other projects that we continue to bid. You know, in the interest of confidentiality, I cannot share anything more. But whatever projects are there in the semiconductor space that is currently available, the company is pursuing those. And if the profitability profile of the projects are in line with our expected profitability of the engineering segment, we will definitely pick up the project. In terms of our capabilities, we have as a company been in the semiconductor space for the last 40 years. You know, one of the earliest plants of semiconductor Mohali, Semiconductor Limited in Mohali, was done by Ion Exchange. To this extent, the plant is working beautifully, which talks about the durability of the products and solutions supplied by the company and also the technological know-how that the company has. It is a matter of picking up the right project at the right profitability, and we continue to pursue those. And as and when we see or have a success, we will definitely come back and share that with you. In the related space, is the same solutions offered in the solar side, and we have given you the summary. In the summary, Vasant has talked about the two wins we have had in the solar project. We have also given a declaration to the stock exchanges for those wins. We continue to pursue other projects in the same ultra-pure water space in solar, semiconductor, green hydrogen, as well as in data centers.
Okay. So, sir, my next question is, when we get an EPC project, so what are those checkpoints you check so that we don't end up losing money in a bad project or we don't stretch our own balance sheet?
So, we have a good question. We have a fairly strong, and we have put in a stronger, review mechanism in terms of the appropriate profile of projects to pick up. So clearly the project profitability is important. Clearly the creditworthiness of the customer is important. Clearly the cash flow profile of the project is important. Clearly the written essential risks that we are taking on to the project is important. The type of industry, the type of effluence is important. Defect liability periods are important. So there is a fairly strong risk review mechanism that the company pursues for taking projects. As I have said in the previous calls, they are pursuing to a learning from that legacy experience of execution where we continue to face profitability headwinds. We have become very selective in taking up projects with the right profitability profile.
Okay. So this Roha project, which is coming up for our region, by when would this be up and running?
So, as I said, the plant is getting commissioned. We are beginning to get revenues, from the facility. We got some initial revenues in the last quarter, very small in the overall context of things. Our revenues in this quarter will increase, but as I said, that, there is a approval process and certification process of our products, which we are in the process of doing. So we expect the revenues, the offtake to significantly increase in the subsequent or the next financial year.
Okay. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Raghav Maheshwari from Kamayakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, first of all, my first question would be around the Roha resin plant, sir. If you can tell us what has been the capacity utilization for that plant, for the commissioned capacity for this quarter?
So, it's a very large plant, and so, as I said, we have just commissioned the plant, so right now the capacity utilization is very, very less. As I said, this requires us to get the products qualified. we are, you know, releasing the product in certain, you know, applications in the domestic market, but you can expect the capacity utilization to start ramping up from the next financial year, and our outlook consistently for the next financial year has been 25% of the overall plant. And we believe that is possible for us to achieve based on the phase commissioning and stabilization that we have reached on one product line and the work that the team continues to do on the ground in the plant for the other product lines.
Okay, sir, understood. And then my next next question, I might have missed that information when you were talking about the budget. Sir, first of all, how much of the receivables do we have stuck as of now in this Jal Jeevan mission? And given this budget increase of by the government in this union budget, what sort of impact do we see for our, you know, order intake in this? And like you mentioned that the Jal Jeevan mission orders are still, you know, they are remain muted. So if you can throw some light upon this.
Yeah, as we have said before also, the funding from the UP government on account of the Jal Jeevan mission has been very subdued or very negligible in this quarter. So our receivables, there is not much of change compared to what we had in the previous quarter. As was mentioned when we just informed you about the budget announcement, the Jal Jeevan mission, the outlay has been increased in the current budget. And we do hope with the increased outlay and the mission being extended up to 2028, the fund flow for the project will improve and our overall receivables will get benefited with the disbursement, which should happen in the coming months.
So, sir, are we looking to take up more projects in JJM coming going forward?
No, in the current construct, the way the scheme is, you know, we don't anticipate to take up more projects. Our current focus is to execute these projects, as Vasan said, with the renewed commitment from the government. We expect funds to flow in, and that will allow us to A, you know, recover our pending receivables and also allow us to liquidate the rest of the backlog, which will possibly take us a couple of years, but at least we'll see some progress. Beyond this, this is not an area of focus for us. We are more focusing on water treatment and wastewater treatment in areas like ultra pure water, high purity water, critical wastewater desalination. So that's the focus area of the company. However, we continue to remain firm on an execution of the current order backlog for Jal Jeevan mission.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Anupam Gupta from HDFC Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so a couple of questions. So one on each segment. So on the engineering segment, obviously the performance in this quarter was weak, and you said that it should revert back in the fourth quarter. But given where your order book is, how do you see the growth and margins for the engineering segment panning out over FY27 ID?
So I would say, first of all, that you are right in your, you know, in what we said, that we expect the fourth quarter to be higher in terms of invoicing and specifically for the international profile or international mix of the orders that we have in the executable backlog, which partly we had expected to happen in the preceding quarter. In terms of our, you know, order execution visibility or expectation for the next financial year, I think we've had a decent order inflow in for the company in this year. In fact, in the three quarters of this year, we have already exceeded the annual order intake of the last financial year. We expect orders to flow into us, you know, in this current quarter as well. So the order intake has been, you know, positive, even though we have become significantly selective in picking up orders. So we expect those orders to get executed with reasonable profitability, and we want to slowly improve the erosion that we had seen. We want to improve that execution of the engineering orders. So overall, we expect, a similar, if not slightly better, outlook from the execution, of both from a invoicing as well as from a profitability standpoint for a segment.
Okay. And in one of your earlier comments, you have mentioned there are some structural changes to margins in the chemical business. Over the last 4-5 years, you have done close to 24% sort of average margins in chemical. So let's say as and when Roha ramps up over the next 4 years and your normal existing business continues, what sort of margin levels should one be comfortable with in the chemical business?
So as we have been saying consistently that, you know, the 28% or roundabout margin that we were able to continue in the chemical segment, I mentioned that repeatedly, is itself a challenge for us to do. I think over the last few quarters, the company has been successful with all the various variables that are there to maintain that price, you know, that margin levels. In the last, quarter, we, because of the rupee depreciation, we face some input cost challenges, which we expect to pass on, you know, in this current quarter to partly offset that impact. We also have had, you know, a little bit of mixed challenges, which is why, you know, our profitability on the segment was down, and we are working to see that we can improve on that through various measures that are taken. None of them are structural measures per se. They are more, you know, business operating actions that we are taking, including passing on some of the price increase to the customers. We have been slow and reasonable, but now we believe that we have to pass it on back to certain segments. As Roha ramps up, the Roha profitability should be similar or better over time, but we don't anticipate any significant increase in the current quarter. As I said, in the subsequent year, financial year, we will see the benefits of Roha, you know, coming in. But with the price, in, you know, price increase being passed on to our customers, we expect the profile to be, you know, to be kind of similar, if not slightly better, coming back to the average of the current financial year.
Okay, understand. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepak from Sundaram Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I'm audible.
You're audible.
Yeah, sir, my first question is on, again, this Roha plant. So just want to double check, of the 43,000 cubic meter capacity, how much of the capacity will be commissioned by end of, let's say, Q4, this fiscal year? And on that capacity, how much utilization are we expecting in FY27?
So, you know, as I said, you know, we typically not like to, you know, give a specific number, but, you know, we will commission, we have already commissioned one of the major product lines, the cation, but that capacity, you know, increase will happen over time based on the order received. We continue to execute on the rest of the product lines and, you know, including anions and mixed beds. And so we expect that about, you know, we will be able to get to 25% capacity utilization by the next financial year. And our commissioning and stabilization process is going very much as per our original plan.
Okay. But sir, when you mentioned this 25% capacity utilization in FY27, we are talking about full plant commissioning, right? That 43,000 cubic meter capacity.
Yes, we will, you know, definitely, we are trying, you know, earlier, but definitely in the next financial year, the plant will be fully commissioned, all product lines. However, as I said, the capacity utilization will be a function of the demand generated. It's a new plant and it requires approvals, as I've already mentioned in the, you know, previously in the call. We're going through all of that process as we speak.
And then generally, how much time does it take for us to get product approved from a new plant? Is it like it takes a couple of quarter or is it a couple of months? Because I'm trying to understand what is the revenue visibility means. Are we able to ascertain with some certainty in from this Roha plant in FY27?
So it typically takes a quarter if everything goes right. And then, you know, we have to approach the customers, and then there is a customer approval process that will follow, which will take typically another quarter. So if everything goes right, you know, this is the minimum time that will be taken. Again, that has been a part of our original plan as well. And that is why we have put a number 25% utilization by next financial year.
Okay. Sir, I had one question on the engineering.
Sorry to interrupt, Deepak, sir. May we request you return to the queue for follow-up questions, please?
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Dhaval Pandya from 47 Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes. You're audible.
So I had two questions. Like one is on the loans. Like as we go through the financials, we can see there's substantial increase in the loans. So can you tell us what amount is of the what are the short term loans? What amount?
The overall increase in loans is primarily on account of the term loan which we have taken on account for the Roha facility. And out of the total loans, around 55 crores will be in the short-term category.
Okay. And as you mentioned that you are, you know, venturing out in solar as well. So what's the contribution of solar in overall revenue?
So, you know, that varies. Typically, we don't disclose these numbers, but that varies, you know, against our current order inflow of about, you know, 1100 plus crores. I mean, 205 crores is the two orders that we announced to the street. Again, it is not consistent, you know, every year because it depends on projects when they come up for order placements. And the mix varies. We are present across the segments. But what we can tell you is that we are actively pursuing solar opportunities and semiconductor opportunities. And as and when those come up for closure at the right profit and, you know, risk profile, we will pick up those jobs.
Okay. One last question. Like,
sorry to interrupt. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Pandya. May we request you return to the question queue for follow-up questions?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Your next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah, namaskar, you are audible.
Yeah. Sir, as per the conversation which we are continuing for the last 30-35-40 minutes, is it now safe for investors to assume that the worst is behind in terms of the lower margins which we are currently exhibiting in the engineering segment pertaining to the legacy orders, and also with the scenario playing out in terms of the chemical and the consumer product losses also on the higher side? What should investors envisage going ahead, firstly, for the next financial year, and whether the course correction exercises are over and we could see now growth with improved profitability going ahead? Are these assumptions in terms of what the market conditions are today a fair one, or we need to wait for more pain to flow through the P&L?
So I wish I could have said that, you know, everything, the worst is behind us, but I will not say that. I think we continue to correct the P&L and improve the situation. As we have said, the legacy project and the UP execution is still pending, much as you would have liked to get them over, but you heard our receivables on account of UP, and we don't want to load our books and add more receivable burden on us. So the legacy project we continue to execute, and we are, you know, working on it, and hopefully you know, in the next financial year it will taper off. UP will continue to be there. As we have mentioned, we have significantly tightened on the engineering front our order selection process, and we expect that the learnings we had in the past will not get repeated, which is why we have been very selective. Even though we have crossed our last year's order book, yet we have been extremely selective in picking up deals. So yes, over the longer term, I would agree with your assessment that the overall profitability and the segment performance on the engineering side should increase. But that is in the longer term. We still have, a time period to cover where both UP and the legacy project execution will continue. On the chemical front, we will be passing on some of the price impact to the customers. And as Roha gets commissioned and the revenue from Roha increases, we will expect some improvement in the chemical profitability, but again, that is too early to call. We have to get Roha commissioned, stabilized, certified, orders to come in, and then execution will pick up. As we ramp up Roha capacity utilization, at that time we can expect some improvement, but it is still, it is still some time away, because we have said that our original estimate, which we stand by, is to have Roha capacity utilization of 25% for the next financial year. So longer term, yes, the outlook of both these segments are good. On the engineering side, we continue to strengthen on our membrane portfolio, which is a part of the engineering segment, where we see good tailwinds are coming with our product development and production. We are similarly seeing good tailwinds on the services front. So all of this on the longer term augurs well for the company. But in the shorter term, we continue to work through some of the challenges which have impacted the P&L in the past, and we would want to get over them. The good news is we have not seen any additional adverse impact so far, but we will still go through the grind and get over the current headwinds.
And on the consumer product also, sir?
So on the consumer product side, we have seen strong tailwinds of growth. I don't know if you have seen our Bharat Ka Pani ad that is there, out there, in commercials, in newspaper, print media. We continue to invest in advertising and promotion. The business has continued to show a 30% year-on-year growth so far, YTD. If you watch the IPL or the T20 games, you will see our Bharat Ka Pani ads coming prominently. And all of this, require investments. And whatever profits we are making in the division, we are plowing it back into advertising and promotion to sustain this 30% growth that we are seeing. We expect next year to continue on similar thread. Our services business is growing about 30%, one-third of the overall segment revenue is coming from services, which is again a good positive indicator. We are getting into newer parts. I think still our coverage in India leaves more to be catered to. We are already the leaders in the softener part of the business. So overall, the segment is looking strong, and we believe that next year we could come close to breaking even in the segment as well.
Right, sir. Lastly, the second question.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Kapoor. May we request you return to the queue for follow-up questions, please? Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique Portfolio Management Services. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. To your point, this first 9 months has been, we have surpassed the last year number also. I mean, in the presentation, you do talk about solar and few winds and the solar projects. What are we seeing? Is this international markets, domestic, any particular segment you want to what's working there?
So, as I said, we are actively soliciting business while being selective about it. We are in all the important segments. We continue to actively and very aggressively bid for projects. However, as I said, we continue to be very selective in what we pick up. Similarly, on the international front, also we have increased our activities. We picked up recently a project with one of the largest dairy companies in Saudi Arabia. These are some of the wins that we continue to pursue. We continue to engage with, companies on the energy side in the Middle East. And hopefully we will see some of those fructifying. So our activities on the front end are significantly engaging, and we continue to, push on both the domestic and the international front. And as and when we see some of those closing favorably, for the company, we will definitely come back with suitable declarations.
Enough. And second, this X of UP, does this legacy project get done in Q4? Does it? And if it does, how long in FY27 does it go on? In X of this UP and legacy, sir, the normalized margin, if that's the word I have to use, is high single digits, or are we still doing those upwards of 11-12% that we used to do for a couple of years?
So the both the legacy project, I'll talk about that first. We continue to execute that. It's a very large project, and hence, it continues to be executed. It will flow into the next financial year. As we said, it will taper off. A lot of the activity right now is on the construction side, on the site. It's a large plant. It takes time to be commissioned. Most of the supplies have been completed, but it is still a significant portion is left to be executed finally of the overall order value. On the UP side, they said we have about 400 crores of order backlog on UP that we continue to execute. We believe if the funds flow starts coming in the next financial year, in the right flow, it will take us a couple of years to finally come out of those projects, and these projects will move into O&M. We will not leave those projects, but we'll move into the operation and maintenance of those projects. Apart from that, we continue to be selective in pickup of orders. So we believe that, these will be in the high single digits. It's very rare that in the project business you end up with, very attractive profitability considering the competition we see in the market. But our endeavor will always be to ensure that we have a profitable business on the project side.
Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Our next follow-up question comes from the line of Chetan Vora from Abacus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for considering the question again. Sir, I would like to understand, the Roha capex, the asset terms are 2.5 times, right, as you had mentioned in the last con-call?
Yes, over a period of 4 years.
Sir, how do you see the payback period to be for this plant? Within what time frame we are expecting a payback, sir?
We are expecting in the region of around 4 to 5 years. Under 5 years, the payback should happen for this facility.
Okay, sir. And sir, in the engineering
term, Mr. Vora, please, if you can rejoin the queue for any further follow-up.
I'll just qualify the payback comment of Vasant. It is slightly longer than what we wanted, but the reason is that this is a fully sustainable, fully circular plant. One third of the capex has gone to ensure that, not a drop of water is discharged out. It's a zero liquid discharge plant. A lot of capex has gone to ensure that, in all parameters, all input items, it is almost fully circular plant. Once commissioned, it will be one of the best in class plants in the world. So we have tried to ensure that this is a model plant, which is why the capex is slightly higher, and accordingly the payback is taking a little longer. Ideally, we would want to have a payback between 3 and 4 years. I just wanted to qualify that. That is the reason that the company and the board made a conscious decision to see that we have the best-in-class plant in the world in terms of sustainability and circularity.
Right, sir. Sir, on the plant only, the entire capitalization will be happening this year only, right? FY26?
Yeah, we are expecting largely the capitalization to get completed by March, a major part at least.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next follow-up question comes from the line of Kishore Kumar from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question again.
Sir, now that the legacy project will actually will be there in 27 as well, the profitability will be at a lower end in H1. Should we assume actually lower profitability in H1 as well of next financial year?
No, I don't think, you know, there should be a reason to think that way. The project will taper off, so the impact of the project as we keep on grinding and executing that job will keep on progressively coming down. And as we execute the UP project, provided the fund flow starts, that is at a better profitability mix, and then our other projects we are picking up are healthier. So we would not say that. At the same time, it will take us some time to get behind all those legacy issues. So I don't see a reason to be further worried. At this time, I'll possibly keep it at the level of performance in the, you know, in the earlier part of this financial year.
Got it, sir. My second question is on the chemicals margin. You actually answered it to a previous participant, but as a follow-up, now the Q3 margins are at a lower end because of the ramp up and then the ramp up in the Roha facility. Should we assume similar margins for the next 2-3 quarters and then the ramp ups actually benefits the margin?
I would say that, you know, there are parts of it, right? So the price impact due to the rupee depreciation, I think we will try to recover partly in the next quarter. We are also working on the mix where certain segments I called out, you know, earlier in the call, we are trying to see how we can get the improvement. With respect to Roha, you know, we anticipate this current quarter to be similar because we are currently in the process of commissioning and stabilizing the plant and getting the product certified. So for Roha to fully, you know, give you the benefits of the impact of the Roha plant, you know, coming up, I think it will take us a couple of quarters. But the rest of the, there's still, beyond Roha, there's still a lot of products that we manufacture and invoice for the chemical segment. And we expect, and our endeavor will be to try and get back to, at an operating level, to the performance that we have shown before Roha got, you know, the depreciation and interest expenses of Roha started hitting us from this quarter.
Got it, sir. Any change in the engineering segment guidance for this year and next year? Because we expected H2 to be better. Now, Q3 was actually flat on a year-on-year basis. So Q4 execution will actually compensate that, or will it be actually lower?
So Q4 should be better than Q3. That's what I think we can say right now. Next year, progressively, the situation should improve from the average of this year. But again, as I said, there are still parts of the legacy project that we need to complete out. There are still structural fixes we are putting in place on the engineering business. And as our membrane business starts picking up more and more, as our services business starts picking up more and more, in the longer term, we'll definitely see, you know, upward performance on the profitability of the engineering segment. But there's still, you know, it's a work in process for us. We know the path, we're just about working on that execution.
Got it, sir. Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as our last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management of Ion Exchange India Limited for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings conference call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relations manager at Valorem Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Ion Exchange India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.